Using Onet Online to Find Your Career Path by Sunila Samuel. Hi there, this is Sunila Samuel coming to you from Northwest Indiana on Sunday, July 21st, 2013. Using the internet is the best way to research and explore different careers. This podcast is about using Onet Online, a great web tool to help you find a career that's right for you. Whether you're a high school student thinking about your future dream job, a college student planning for the working world after graduation, or a working adult looking to change careers, the best way to find information on a specific occupation or career path is to use the internet. But doing web searches can be a daunting task, mainly because there are millions of web pages on career planning, and a lot of them aren't reliable sources. It's always important to research occupational information using comprehensive sites that have unbiased descriptions based on good research and useful data. One example of such a site is Onet Online. Onet Online is a free web-based tool for career exploration. Anyone can use the site. The URL for Onet Online is onetonline.org. That's onetonline.org. Students can use this site to find out more about their ideal job or workplace. Teachers and counselors can use it to help guide their students in learning about various occupations. The good thing is the site is a reliable source. The information is based on thorough occupational research, and the site is sponsored by the U.S. Department of Labor. Onet Online provides information on several hundred occupations. Each occupation has its own summary report. This report provides detailed descriptions of the occupation, including such characteristics as the job tasks, the tools and technology used in the occupation, the knowledge, skills, and abilities required to do the job, and the work activities. There are many different ways to explore occupations on the site. The best way to start using the site is to just dive right in and browse the information. On the homepage, you'll see a section called Find Occupations and a link to browse. Click on the Browse link. You'll be taken to a page that has many different search options you can choose. The first option is to search for occupations based on keywords or ONET SOC code. The process of finding this code is a bit complex, so I won't go into it in this podcast. A good place to start is to type in keywords that relate to an occupation that interests you and click the Go button. For example, if you type the words health and writing in the search box, your results will be occupations that relate to health and writing in one form or another. In this case, the occupations that came up in the results require knowledge and interest in health and writing skills, because writing is an important job task for these occupations. Two search options, Career Cluster and Job Family, will help you find groups of occupations that share common skills, abilities, interests, and work activities. For example, if you choose the Manufacturing Career Cluster, you'll get a list of occupations that relate to maintenance, production process development, production, and quality assurance. These occupations in some way involve planning, managing, and performing the processing of materials into products. If this is an area that you're considering, the next step would be to pick out several of these occupations and read their summary reports to see if they strongly relate to your overall career goals and interests. The industry search option lets you find occupations that are in a specific business or organization group that has similar activities, products, or services. For example, let's say you're pretty sure you'd like to work in the arts, entertainment, and recreation industry, but you may not know yet exactly the type of occupation you'd like to have. Choosing the industry search option can help you narrow down the occupations that somehow relate to arts, entertainment, and recreation, and that can help steer you in the right direction. Some example occupations in this industry are athletes, dancers, craft artists, fitness instructors, and travel guides. The Job Zone search option lets you find occupations that require a specific level of education, experience, and training. For instance, you may need a job right away that requires very little or no schooling, training, or experience. In this case, you'd choose Job Zone 1, little or no preparation needed. Examples of occupation in this zone are cashiers, fast food cooks, landscaping workers, and taxi drivers. On the flip side, you may have the funds and time to go to school for a highly professional job that can take several years of study. In this case, you choose Job Zone 5, extensive preparation needed. Examples of occupations in this zone are archaeologists, high school chemistry teachers, family therapists, and environmental engineers. Bright Outlook, Green Economy Sector, and STEM Discipline are three search options that are pretty interesting and specific. Bright Outlook results will give you occupations that are expected to grow rapidly in the next several years, will have large numbers of job openings, or are new and emerging occupations. Bright Outlook occupations have a tiny sun icon next to their name. Examples of Bright Outlook occupations are accountants, carpenters, correctional officers, and robotics technicians. Are you interested in such things as recycling, using solar power and other renewable energy, or reducing waste and pollution? Then think green. Green economy sector occupations work to develop and use methods to protect the environment. There's a big push in society now for environmental cleanup and preservation, so these occupations are growing in numbers and new ones are created every year. Green occupations have a tiny leaf icon next to their name. Examples of green economy sector occupations are landscape architects, environmental engineers, wind turbine service technicians, and soil and water conservationists. Do you have a strong interest in such subjects as physics, computers, math, or biology? Then be sure to check out the STEM discipline search option. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. Occupations in this group generally require 4 or more years of college, though some require only a 2-year degree. Right now, there's a major shortage of people available for STEM occupations in the United States, so there's a high demand for skilled graduates to enter these occupations. Many STEM occupations are also green economy sector occupations. Some examples of occupations in this group are automotive engineering technicians, computer network support specialists, environmental health scientists, nutritionists, and space scientists. Now that you've learned a little bit about the search options available on ONET Online, why not jump right in and try them for yourself? You may be just a few clicks away from discovering the career that will meet your life goals and, most importantly, the career that you'll love to be in. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. Best wishes on finding your dream career.